The fastest 5 minutes in finance with Scott Connor.
Wall Street suffered through a rough day on Monday, with stocks dropping more than 1% on worries over the effect the European debt crisis will have on the global economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slid 128 points, close to 1% in Monday's trade. The blue chip benchmark rose on Friday but capped its first weekly decline in 3 weeks after a parade of sluggish economic data. The Standard & Poor's 500 stock index dropped 19 points, or 1.5%, to 1316. Technology and financial shares led declines across all 10 of the index sectors. The NASDAQ composite retreated 51 points, or 1.8%, to 2841. The bulk of the pressure came from renewed worries surrounding the European debt crisis. At a summit this upcoming Thursday and Friday, European leaders are expected to take up issues such as potential renegotiation of Greece's bailout terms and proposals to create a fiscal and banking union. But questions remain about the group's ability to fix the region's trouble, and worrisome headlines from Europe continue to mount. Investors took a skeptical view of a Spanish request for EU aid to bail out its banking sector. The country made its formal request for bank aid, but details about the plan, including the specific sum involved, remain unclear. Rumor has it the request is for close to $125 billion. Greece's new finance minister, who suffered stomach problems that led him to be hospitalized Friday, has announced that his health woes will force him to resign. Meanwhile, Greece's prime minister is recovering from eye surgery and will not be able to attend the European Union summit. Not all of the news from Monday was bad. Commodities offered a rare bright spot in the market. The Reuters Jefferies CRB index gained nearly 1%, largely on the strength of metals, including gold and silver, as well as grains, where wheat posted the biggest rise. The Federal Reserve Board of Dallas reported that business activity in that region has jumped this month, up 5.8 after dropping 5.1 last month, as the production index surged to 15.5 from 5.5. Some of the market's losses eased briefly on a report that new home sales in May rose 7.6%, close to 370,000 units, much better than the expectations for 346,000 units. In corporate news, Constellation Brands climbed the only double-digit percentage increase in the S&P after reports that Anheuser-Busch InBev is close to a deal to buy the Corona brewer Grupo Modelo. Investors speculated that Modelo would be more likely to extend a distribution deal it has with Constellation if such a deal occurred. And Quest Software rose after disclosing a $2.32 billion takeover offer from an unnamed strategic bidder, which was reported to be computer maker Dell. The bid was richer than an earlier one from private equity firms Insight Venture Partners and Vector Capital. Looking ahead to Tuesday, investors will be keeping an eye on the 20-city Case-Shiller Home Price Index, as well as the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Report.
If you think Holland Financial is just David Holland, think again. Hi there, this is David Holland, and I'm proud to tell you that over the last 15 years, I've worked hard to build a professional, qualified, and great financial team. Holland Financial has 13 dedicated employees, including 4 certified financial planners, 3 chartered financial consultants, and our own chartered financial analyst, and a fantastic support staff. So if you're looking for financial advice you can count on, call Holland Financial at 671-7526. That's 671-7526.
Real people, real problems, real solutions. Real Money with David Holland, the TV show. Watch every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Bright House Channel 49.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first 2 books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and I am continuing my fun process of having some interesting guests on the program for you. And so today's guest is very interesting. I'm going to throw you a curveball. Here it comes. I have Kimo Dejean, who is in charge. You're in charge at Baby Boomer Gold, right?
I am the founder and CEO. That's
okay,
correct.
Okay, so that puts you in charge. That's what I am here at my company, Holland Financial. Well, thank you very much for being on the program. Kimo has been very great guy to talk to, and I want to announce to our listeners, and I did this on LinkedIn, but also I want to announce to our listeners that my articles that I write will now be available on the website for members of Baby Boomer Gold.
That's correct.
So I'm excited about that. Now, let's introduce Baby Boomer Gold properly to our listeners and tell them a little bit about it, Kimo.
Well, it started really last October. I've been basically an entrepreneur for the last 28 years, domestically and globally in the Pacific Rim market. Have started numerous companies and sold the last company last December, and when I knew that this was going to happen, being a baby boomer, 59 years old, and having a very high level of concern for the status of baby boomers in the United States, I came up with the business model idea of having a web-based company targeting and focusing on the people born between 1946 and 1964, i.e. 77 million baby boomers, the largest demographic in the USA.
I was going to say, I know there's at least a few of them out there.
just a few, David.
Yeah, what a huge demographic. And so Baby Boomer Gold, that's the name of the organization, and that is the website, .com. And the purpose of the organization is to?
Three components to our mission statement and to the charter of the corporation. Number one, to provide advocacy and lobbying, if necessary, at the state and federal levels to protect and ensure the values, rights, benefits, and entitlements of the 77 million baby boomers in the USA, making sure that politicians from both sides of the aisle count themselves not as Republicans, Democrats, or independents, but they count themselves as Americans, and doing the people's business, and that is ensuring that the largest demographic ever in the history of the United States are looked after. That's number one.
That's pretty clear. You know, there's an old saying that has been around for a long time that if mom ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Well, I think for our politicians that if the baby boomers aren't happy, ain't nobody going to be happy.
And they're going to know about it real soon because we have a loud voice. We have a groundswell of emotion which is driving this, and we have already communicated to every U.S. representative, every member of the U.S. Senate, and let them know what our charter is. So component number two of our mission statement and charter is economic support to baby boomers in these very challenging times that we are now facing in the USA. In essence, what we do is we align ourselves with hundreds and thousands of businesses across the United States that will offer between 5 and 20% discount off their normal retail rates for products and or services to our membership. Thus, by identifying yourself as a BBG member, you are then privy to realizing discounts, whether it's a virtual store or a brick-and-mortar doorstep.
That's a pretty big deal, Kimo. That's a big discount. I've not heard anybody else doing anything like that.
Well, it's like this. These are the toughest times that I've ever seen in my 59 years or 35 years of business. And I'll tell you, it's easy to start a business, David, but the real tough charter and challenge is staying in business.
Amen.
How do you stay in business? You have new revenue, and obviously you drive those revenues to make sure that the margins are there towards the bottom line. And I don't know of any business that would not want a portion of 77 million USA people coming to their virtual doorstep or brick-and-mortar doorstep to increase their revenues. Do you?
No, and that's why I was so excited when you you invited us to for me to supply my my column, Finglish to English. That's what I talk about all the time on this program. Of course, anybody that bumps into me or has any interaction with me knows that's what I'm all about. And that's a lot of what people are trying to figure out there in the world of finance. And a lot of baby boomers are rethinking their retirement. They are, figuring out if they can, retire on time or how much they need. And, that's why, I thank you for letting me be part of what you're doing. And I definitely recognize just the vastness of what your organization can be with so many people that fall in the demographic that you are going to represent.
Well, we value the alliance, and I coined a phrase or term a long time ago, David, SMAs, and that is strategic marketing alliances, whether it was domestically or internationally. If you think about it, when you network with other like-minded entities, other companies, other firms and enterprises like Holland Financial and BabyBoomerGold.com, you are able to spread the gospel, so to speak, much quicker and much more effectively than going it alone. So we are reaching out to companies like Holland Financial who have a vested interest to ensure that baby boomers, seniors, retirees are financially well off for their golden years. And so it's our pleasure to align ourselves with Holland Financial.
Kimo, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the organization and where you're headed and some of the statistics that we were talking about before we started the show that are pretty amazing. So stay right there, and we'll be right back.
You bet.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us, or just as a reminder, we have on the line with us today Kimo DeJohn, who is the founder and CEO of BabyBoomerGold.com. And that is an organization that represents baby boomers. And you made a comment that I was thinking about on the break, Kimo, that you're reaching out and you are communicating to the folks in Washington who are there to work for the people, and they sometimes forget that. But you are speaking to them and saying, hey, we represent a demographic, not necessarily representing people on the far left or on the far right or just in the middle.
Oh, no. We are definitely centrist, and we don't care if you're left-leaning or right-leaning. Let's count ourselves as Americans first and foremost, David. That's what's really important in these challenging times.
Yeah, and I saw that. I've been through your website, which is very, very, very good resource and has a lot of good information. And again, that website, ladies and gentlemen, is babyboomergold.com. Pretty easy to remember. And you talk about that on the website and explain that, look, we need to work together on all this because these are some big challenges. But I love the fact that you are reminding our representatives, because that's what they are. They are representing us in Washington, and to work together to fix what needs to be fixed so that, this is a huge, the demographic data that you have on your website was pretty amazing. I of course deal with numbers all the time, Kimo, but you got me on this one. When I read that baby boomers control over 80% of the personal financial assets and more than 50% of the discretionary spending power, that's a big number.
That's a huge number. And, the one thing that I did want to share with you and your audience as well, David, is our third component of the company's mission and charter, and that is giving. We believe even in these tough times that through compassion, we should remember those that have less. So a full 10% of our corporate profits are dedicated annually to giving by vote of the membership. In other words, two of our favorite charities are Wounded Warrior Project, Make-A-Wish Foundation, but the membership actually has a voice, again, in who we dedicate our corporate profits to on an annual basis, and I think that's an important and final component of our three-pronged charter.
That's very good, Kimo, because, you know, and I know I'll be preaching to the choir here, but during these difficult times that we've experienced, people have a natural tendency to tighten up and maybe not give as much, or maybe they don't have as much resources, but that continuing of the giving, the need, of course, is very big right now. Every charity that I've talked to in working with my clients, there is a huge need and growing need.
It's growing each and every day, unfortunately, David, but that's the status of our great country, and the endeavor at babyboomergold.com is to put this country back on the right path, take our country back, and make sure that for those who follow in our footsteps, they see that the largest demographic in the USA has taken the lead on this effort, and that's what's important.
That's excellent. I love when you were talking about, I was going to ask you if I can use your strategic marketing alliance. I'd like to use that. I like that your coining of that label for those relationships you're creating with all the businesses across the country. So I was going to return the favor. And I think one of the things I say about our representatives in Congress, and I mean this respectfully, but also with some force to it, I guess, and that is that they need to be reminded that it is not their money. It's not.
That's exactly right.
They are there to work for the folks that put them up there. And I also joke sometimes and say, you know, that when they get up there, it seems like they get the white wig and now they're an aristocrat. And that's an exaggeration, but I think they do need the reminding. And so that's part of what I've heard you say is that Baby Boomer Gold, that's why you do what you do.
Well, to put it simply, David, they are on the people's payroll. Our tax dollars underwrite their existence in Washington, D.C. or at every state capital. And they need to be reminded of that, because sometimes they get a little bit insular and they forget exactly what they're doing there. They are doing the people's business.
Well, and you know, I think a lot of business people get what you're talking about. And I think, of course, we've got to make sure that everybody understands these things. And when people think about where jobs are a big topic right now, obviously, we need more jobs. We need more jobs. We need more jobs. How do we get them? And the thing that people need to remember is that they aren't created out of thin air. And the government, people have different thoughts about the government's role. But if somebody out there listening to the program, they have a job and they're working, well, then that's the result of somebody taking risks, starting a business, and or they are also on the people's payroll.
Well, exactly. And at babyboomergold.com, David, first of all, let me give you a quick overview. It is a membership-based organization. The annual membership is $14.95 a year, less than a premium cup of coffee. And right now we're having a membership special in which you pay $14.95. We in turn send you a $10 gift card, good for either gas, groceries, or at your favorite restaurant. And then also, speaking about jobs, if a member or even a non-member contacts us and says, I'm out of work, I live in Orlando, Florida, or Ogden, Utah, part of our resources actually go towards helping that person find employment. So the $14.95 a year for each individual member, trust me, the return on investment is significant. In fact, some of our BBG Business Alliance partners, companies, the first time you use one of their discounts, you've already paid for that and then some.
Well,
a worthwhile membership.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Kimo, is that the discounts will more than pay for the membership. In fact, you know, my wife listens to the program all the time. I bet she heard us talking about that, and I'm going to be signed up by the time I get home.
That'll be great.
Because the discounts will be great. We love discounts, doesn't everybody, right? Well, we're going to take a quick break, Kimo, and we'll be right back to talk more about Baby Boomer Gold and how this organization is going to help bring the voice of baby boomers to Washington.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we're back, and I have Kimo Dujon on the line. He is the founder and CEO of BabyBoomerGold.com, organization to represent baby boomers, left, right, center, the 70-some million baby boomers that are in the United States. And, you know, we've all heard the number kicked around, Kimo, you know, 7 to 10,000 baby boomers retiring every day.
10,000 a day are retiring, David.
Wow. So obviously the big thing that is on the brain, which I haven't missed and I think is very important, is finances and retirement. And so one of the things I was really curious wanted to hear from you, because you have you're right there talking to people every day about baby boomer issues. Give us a peek into what baby boomers are experiencing and what you're seeing in terms of baby boomers and how they're viewing retirement. Are they, you know, are they putting it off? Are they trying to do it a different way? Do they know what they're doing? Have they got it figured out? Are they lost?
Well, I'll tell you, through our research, 92% of all baby boomers are not retired. So obviously they don't consider themselves retired people or part of an organization that caters to retired people.
Okay.
Nor do baby boomers want to be considered seniors, David.
So I won't make that mistake.
So the 92% of the baby boomers, which is 77 million in the United States, are not retired, and nor can they be retired in the next, say, 3, 5, or 7 years, because either their 401ks have been reduced by 20, 30, or 40%, their grown children have moved back in with them, or these boomers are now taking care of their elderly parents. So their dollar is being stretched as never before. So they're looking at whatever retirement time frame with much trepidation, David.
You know what? You're right on, Kimo, and that's exactly the same things I'm hearing. I wanted your perspective on it. And I'll tell you one thing that's very interesting is that the baby boomers who are on the front end of that age bracket and are starting to those 10,000 that are retiring or the many more that are thinking about it, if they're sitting down with somebody like me who's an actual financial planner and getting advice, which of course I'm sure you'd recommend, and I'm preaching that every day that people need to get advice. What they may hear is very much in line with what you said. You know, I had a couple in the other day, and they say, "We want to retire in 2 years. Can we?" And so I did the analysis, looked at their situation, come back. Long story short, I said, "Well, you can retire in 2 years, but we need two-year periods. It's going to be 4 years before you can retire." And because of what you said about the values of their accounts and all of these things that are changing.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's why we sought and were quite pleased to align ourselves through an SMA with Holland Financial, because we know that your focus is exactly on this demographic, among others. But specifically, we're concerned about the financial welfare for baby boomers. And, you know, as you said, they're the wealthiest segment of our population. In fact, they're the wealthiest segment in the world, probably, as a group. And they look out now for every penny that they are about to spend, David. So your services are well-grounded, and we enjoy our relationship with you.
Well, thank you very much. You know, and it's going to sound cute, but I can't hear that enough. You know, I love to get validated with what we're trying to do for people, because people are so stressed about their money. And it, for many people, there are some people who really are financial people, or they are real detail-oriented, and or it's their hobby, and they've really dug into finances. But a lot of people don't really know what to do. And so they need to find somebody that is a trustworthy, educated person or firm. I had another lady that I'm thinking of that came in and met with me, and she had been told she needed to have a certain amount of money to retire. And you know, Kimo, it was twice the amount she actually needed. This number was so large, it was double what she actually needed when she put an actual financial plan together.
Well, yet on the other side of the coin, I have a colleague, unfortunately, that was cashed out on selling his interest in a company he helped found, and trying to go it alone as far as financial planning and equity positions in different companies, etc. He lost well over $2.5 million in 4 years, and is now at 69 years old, back working a menial job just to survive, David. So professionals like you and your team are much needed, and it's not to be left to amateurs.
My mouth is hanging open, Kimo. That's a thank you, and I agree that people need the advice. You know, people losing all of their money or losing a large percentage of it, it's just it boggles my mind. And you know, it's not just maybe not getting the best advice or maybe making some wrong decisions. There are, of course, those folks out there that unfortunately are bad people that steal people's money and scam them out of it. And so we've got to do everything we can to help people understand how this stuff really works and how to protect themselves.
Exactly. And that's why we're looking and searching and solidifying relationships with solid professional companies that can help baby boomers, but Americans across the broad spectrum.
Well, and so here's a number that was pretty interesting. Again, we're talking with Kimo Dijon, who is the founder and the CEO of BabyBoomerGold.com. That's the website, and that's the organization representing baby boomers across America. The thing that really surprised me before we started the show, you shared with me the statistic about your growth rate, which is pretty amazing. Baby Boomer Gold has been, you just launched it in April, right?
Well, we just launched formally on April the 2nd.
Okay.
And so basically about 2 months. Research and development and design work started back in October. So we took extra careful measures to make sure that through our research, development, and design that we were going to be the premier web-based enterprise addressing the needs and focusing on the 77 million baby boomers in America, David.
And you already have 2,000 people that have joined.
Exactly.
And that's amazing.
Of business alliance partners who are willing and tripping over their feet to offer even a nominal discount of 5% or 10% to baby boomers who are looking at stretching their budget each and every week. So it's kind of a what I call a DUH, a no-brainer. There's a perfect storm of timing that made sure that BabyBoomerGold.com grew and is now in place to help these baby boomers in all aspects of their life.
All right, Kimo. Well, we are out of time. Thank you for being on the program. Again, ladies and gentlemen, babyboomergold.com. Remember that and get signed up and become a member and start enjoying the benefits. Thank you, Kimo.
Thank you, David.